Great thanks to the Guildford Astronomical Society, particularly to John Axtell, for his help and support, and all of his colleagues at GAS. And also to the University of Surrey, who have put a lot of time and effort, and all the staff there, in trying to make this work, particularly tonight. They are helping out in stewarding and providing the venue here, and also up in the balcony in the exhibition room, carrying on the Twitter event at twitter.com. For those of you who've got iPhones or Blackberries or other marvels of modern technology, twitter.com/thegreatlookup is where the live event's happening, and the event's happening all over the world. We have people in America, in Canada, in Brazil, in Australia, in Sweden, and in France who have been tweeting us today with pictures or text to participate in today's event from wherever they are in the world. And hopefully, if the wind passes and the cloud that seems to be taking a stark left turn from where I am misses us and we get to see some things, we should be able to post the same to them throughout the rest of the 28th of August. So the programme looks something like this. You guys all have arrived. The exhibition is going on, and there's a telescope clinic happening over this side, for those of you who can see me pointing that way, provided by Hans Astro. For anyone who doesn't know how to use a telescope, I think they're down there, I can hear them. They're providing support to anyone who wants to know how to use a telescope better, has never used a telescope before, or wants advice on telescopes, full stop. Hoping this 50-inch plasma screen doesn't blow down. And now we're into the phase of guest speakers. I am not a guest speaker. My name's Andy Blair. I'm from the University of Surrey, and I've been one of the people helping to put this event on. At about 22:09, the wind will blow the clouds away, and we will begin to see the stars and planets come out. And for those of you who've already experienced the moon through the video screen a second ago before we move to this presentation, I think it's going to be fantastic for those that get the opportunity to look through our equipment tonight. And one way or another, we will get to see something. That will be introduced by John Axtell from Guildford Astronomical Society, who's going to tell you about what we're going to see. And then from then on until about 11 o'clock, make the most of the night sky and use the opportunity to look through the equipment provided as part of the event. Things you need to know, we've tried to light the exits off this pitch. This pitch is an AstroTurf pitch, which we're trying very hard to protect from scuffs and rips, but it's very